is not about being busy. Let's be clear on that from the beginning. The person moving the fastest is not always the one making the most progress. Some people wear their busyness like a badge. Ever notice that? They're always in motion, always behind, always talking about how much they've got to do. But at the end of the day, there's a difference between motion and achievement. Ask yourself, what does productivity really mean? Is it staying up late, burning the candle at both ends, packing every moment with tasks, calls, and meetings? Or is it something deeper? I say productivity is the art of getting meaningful things done. It's not about exhausting yourself. It's about producing results that matter. Now, I've met people who seem to do less, but achieved more. They walked with a sense of purpose. They made time for reflection. And somehow, the harvest they gathered was bigger than the man who rushed about, never pausing to think. You measure a productive life not by how busy you are, but by how much progress you're making toward your own purpose. Let me tell you, busyness is easy. Any of us can fill a day, but effectiveness, that's rare. To be effective means you pause to ask, am I moving closer to my goals? Am I building the kind of life I want? Or am I just spinning my wheels? In the end, nobody hands out trophies for exhaustion. The reward goes to those who move the needle, not just the clock. Consider the farmer. He doesn't spend all day running around the field. He plants, he waters, he weeds. Each action measured, each step chosen. And when harvest time comes, you can see the results. That's productivity. I learned early on that the most valuable question is not how busy am I, but how effective am I? Am I making progress? Am I closer to my vision? Am I using my energy on what matters most? Let's make this the foundation. Don't get trapped in the myth of busyness. Build a life that produces progress. Judge your productivity, not by how much you do, but by how much you move toward your purpose. At the end of each week, ask yourself, what results did I produce? Where did I invest my time? And what did it yield? Remember, the goal is not just to fill your days. The goal is to build a life that means something, to produce results that count. When you start there, everything else can be built on solid ground. And here is the first pillar, philosophy, the foundation of all productivity. See, how you think determines how you act, and how you act shapes what you produce. It all starts with your philosophy, your set of beliefs about how the world works and what's possible for you. I often say you can't build a productive life on confused thinking. If the mind is cluttered, the actions will be scattered. It's like trying to plant seeds in rocky soil. You might put in the effort, but the harvest won't be what you hope. If you want to change your life, start by changing your philosophy. What do you believe about time? Is it scarce, always running out, slipping through your fingers? Or is time abundant when you use it wisely, when you guard it, when you plan? What do you believe about effort? Do you see hard work as a punishment or as the path to achievement? What about reward? Do you really believe you deserve it? Or does some small voice keep you playing small? How you answer these questions makes all the difference. Some people spend their lives wishing for things to get easier. The wiser person works on getting better. That's a shift in philosophy. Instead of waiting for circumstance to change, you change yourself. Instead of blaming the weather, you adjust your sails. I remember the first time I really questioned my beliefs about effort and reward. I used to think the only way to get ahead was to outwork everyone else. But that's not the whole story. It's not just about working harder, it's about working wiser. You can wear yourself out on the wrong road and at the end of the journey find you've arrived at the wrong destination. That's why philosophy matters. It's the map you use to navigate your days. If your map is off, even by a little, you can end up lost. But if you take time to refine your thinking, sharpen your beliefs, you can transform your results. So I urge you, challenge your own philosophy. Don't just inherit it. Don't just accept the way things have always been. Study, reflect, and decide for yourself what you believe about time, effort, and reward. The right philosophy leads to the right habits, and the right habits lead to the right results. Your philosophy is the lens through which you see every opportunity, every challenge, every moment of your life. If you believe that effort pays off, you'll put in the work. If you believe time is precious, you'll guard it from waste. If you believe you deserve success, you'll strive for it. If you want to build a productive life, start with your philosophy. Clear thinking creates clear actions, and clear actions create extraordinary results. Now let's move to the second pillar, purpose. If philosophy is the foundation, purpose is the engine. It's what gets you up early, keeps you up late, and gives meaning to every effort in between. When purpose is clear, discipline comes easier. It's the difference between dragging yourself through the day and feeling pulled forward by something bigger than yourself. Have you ever tried to stick to a routine just because someone said you should? Maybe you kept it up for a week or two, then found your motivation running thin. That's what happens when the why is missing. Motivation fades, purpose stays. When you know why you're doing something, you'll find the strength to keep going when others quit. Purpose brings clarity. It's like turning on the lights in a dark room. Suddenly you can see which actions matter and which don't. You stop saying yes to everything. You stop scattering your energy in 100 directions. Instead, you begin to focus. Purpose is the filter. If it doesn't move you toward your goals, you let it go. I remember the turning point in my own life. There was a time when I was working hard, but not getting ahead. Ever felt that way? Then I took the time to get quiet and ask, what do I really want? What's worth trading my life for? When the answer came, everything changed. Work became easier, not because the tasks got lighter, but because the reason behind them got stronger. With purpose, discipline becomes a friend, not a foe. You start to welcome the early mornings and the late nights because you know what they're for. You stop looking for shortcuts because you're building something that matters. That's when real progress happens. Purpose is also your anchor in tough times. When the storm comes, and it always does, you need something solid to hold on to. If your only reason for working is the paycheck, you'll be tempted to quit when things get hard. But if you're working for a reason that's bigger than yourself, you'll dig in, find another gear, and keep moving. Let purpose drive your discipline. Every day, remind yourself why you started. When the alarm goes off, when distractions tempt you, when results come slower than you hoped, go back to your purpose. That's what will keep you steady. Everything gets simpler when you know why you're doing it. You make decisions faster. You say no more often. You say yes with more conviction. The world will try to pull you in 100 directions. Purpose gives you the strength to stand your ground. So if you want to make discipline easier, get clear on your purpose. Define it, write it down, revisit it often. Let it guide your days and shape your actions. Purpose is the engine that drives everything else. Okay, now the third pillar is planning, turning vision into structure. A productive life doesn't happen by chance, it happens by choice and then by design. Some people hope things will work out. Others make a plan and then work that plan. If you want progress, you need more than good intentions. You need a blueprint. I've seen the difference a plan can make. Without one, you drift. You react to the day instead of directing it. One distraction leads to another, and before you know it, the day is gone. But with a plan, you take control. You decide in advance what matters most, and then protect those priorities with structure. Think of it this way. Planning is the bridge between thought and achievement. It's not enough to have dreams. You have to organize them. You have to lay out the steps. That's how you turn possibility into progress. Otherwise, your dreams stay on the shelf, gathering dust. Every successful person I've known kept some kind of schedule, a journal, a planner, even a scratch pad. It's not about being rigid. It's about being intentional. When you plan, you tell your time where to go instead of wondering where it went. Each day becomes an opportunity to build something important. When you write things down, you give form to your vision. Vague wishes become specific tasks. And when you complete those tasks, you gain momentum. Progress breeds more progress. But planning isn't just about listing chores. It's about deciding what truly matters. There's power in deciding ahead of time. These are the actions that move me toward my purpose. These are the distractions I'll avoid. Systems and routines come out of that process. They're the rails that keep you on track, even when you don't feel like it. I learned long ago to respect the value of a well-kept plan. Each evening, take a few minutes to look ahead. What's most important tomorrow? What must be done? And what can wait? And each morning, review your priorities again. That little bit of structure can change the direction of your whole day. A plan helps you say no to the unnecessary and yes to the essential. Life will always offer you 1,000 ways to be busy. But planning helps you choose the few things that actually move you forward. So don't leave your days to chance. Take the time to plan. Decide what matters. Build systems that support your vision. With a plan in hand, you turn your purpose into action and your action into achievement. The fourth pillar is performance. I call it the daily practice of excellence. You don't rise to your goals, you fall to your habits. That's a lesson I learned the hard way. Everyone sets goals. Few turn them into daily actions. The difference is found in what you do day after day, especially when no one is watching. Excellence is not a single act. It's a habit, repeated over time. You become what you repeatedly do. So, if you want to build a productive life, focus on your performance, how you show up each day, the standards you set for yourself, and the consistency with which you deliver. Review your performance daily. That's non-negotiable. At the end of each day, ask, did I do what I set out to do? Where did I succeed? Where did I fall short? Don't wait until the end of the month to find out you've been off track for weeks. Small daily course corrections keep you moving in the right direction. Eliminate distractions. In a world full of noise, those who can focus win. Guard your attention like you guard your money. Every interruption has a cost. If you want better results, start by defending your time and your focus. Track your actions. What gets measured gets managed. Write down your key activities. Keep score. Numbers are honest. They tell you the truth, even when your emotions try to tell you a story. Are you moving forward? Are you stalling out? The numbers won't lie. Measure your results. Don't just look busy. Look for outcomes. Did your actions produce what you intended? If not, adjust. Excellence is a moving target, and you have to keep aiming higher. Some people confuse effort with achievement. But at the end of the day, it's results that count. Performance is also about persistence. There will be days when you don't feel like it. That's normal. Discipline is doing what needs to be done, especially when you'd rather do something else. Over time, that discipline compounds. The habits you build today create the results you see tomorrow. One more thing, celebrate progress. Don't wait until you've reached the mountaintop to feel good about your efforts. Every step forward matters. Each small win is proof that you're on the right path. So remember, you don't get the life you wish for. You get the life you work for. One day, one habit, one disciplined act at a time. Make performance your standard. Measure, refine, and repeat. That's how excellence becomes your way of life. Next, the fifth pillar is renewal, the power of rest and reflection. This is the pillar that too many people ignore until life or health forces them to pay attention. Rest is not laziness, it's maintenance. Even the finest machines need to be shut down, cleaned, and recharged. So do you. If you want to go the distance, you must build time for renewal into your schedule. Some people pride themselves on never taking a break, always pushing, always grinding. But watch what happens. Eventually, the energy runs out, the clarity fades, the quality slips. You can't pour from an empty cup. Rest restores your mind and body. It gives you fresh eyes, new ideas, sharper decisions. In the rhythm of life, there's a time to work and a time to step back. Nature itself teaches this lesson. The fields need to lie fallow now and then, or the harvest grows weak. You're no different. But renewal isn't just about sleep or time off. It's about reflection, taking stock, looking back over your day, your week, your progress. What did you learn? What worked? What needs to change? Reflection is how experience turns into wisdom. Without it, you repeat the same mistakes and miss the hidden lessons. Every so often, find a quiet place and ask yourself some honest questions. Are you living by design or by default? Are you running on purpose or running on empty? Renewal is a chance to adjust your course before a small drift becomes a major detour. Renewal gives you permission to pause, to breathe, to reconnect with your vision. You come back to your work not just rested, but re-energized, ready to give your best. And when you give your best, your results speak for themselves. Don't let guilt or the pressure of the world rob you of rest. Remember, maintenance is not a waste. It's an investment. Take care of yourself like you'd take care of something valuable, because you are. So build renewal into your routines. Rest when you need to. Reflect often. Use those moments of pause to sharpen your mind and fuel your next effort. In the end, it's not just how hard you work that counts. It's how well you recover and learn along the way. I'm telling you, when all five pillars stand strong, life takes on a new quality. There's balance. There's momentum, and there's a deep sense of satisfaction that no shortcut or quick fix can offer. Think about it. Philosophy shapes your purpose. The way you see the world determines the goals you set and the reasons behind them. Purpose then directs your planning. With a clear why, your plans become sharper, more focused, more powerful. Planning in turn drives performance. You act on what matters most, day after day, building the habits that lead to results. Renewal sustains it all, keeping you energized, creative, and resilient. This is what it means to live by design. Each pillar supports the others. If one is missing, the whole structure becomes shaky. If you have performance, but no renewal, you burn out. If you have purpose but no planning, you get inspired but go nowhere. If your philosophy is weak, the rest don't hold. But when these pillars align, something remarkable happens. Life doesn't just move faster, it moves better. The confusion lifts, the overwhelm quiets, and progress feels natural. Work becomes meaningful, rest becomes restorative. Every day starts to build on the one before, and before long, you find yourself further than you ever imagined. And the reward? It's not just more productivity, it's a better life. More time for what matters. More energy for those you care about. More confidence in the direction you're heading. You look back at your days and see not just activity, but progress and fulfillment. I've seen people transform their lives simply by bringing these pillars into alignment. They stop chasing every shiny object. They stop working themselves to exhaustion. They begin to act with purpose, plan with intention, perform with excellence, and renew with wisdom. And the results speak for themselves. That's the promise of a productive life built on strong pillars. Not endless busyness, but balanced achievement. Not exhaustion, but effectiveness. Not scattered effort, but focused progress. When you get these pillars working together, you create a life that's both productive and deeply rewarding. So as you leave here, remember, check your philosophy, clarify your purpose, build your plans, practice daily excellence, and never forget the power of renewal. Let these five pillars support you. Let them keep you steady through the storms and give you momentum when the winds are right. When you build your life this way, the reward isn't just what you accomplish, it's the person you become along the way.
Woo!